On Thursday was the very auspicious marriage ceremony of Sriman Swarup Damodar Prabhu, Srimati Siddheshwari Devi Mataji. It was perhaps one of the best attended marriages within one of our Hare Krishna temples. For the morning yajna, there was, I have been told, approximately 600 people who have come. Radha Gopinath temple, I don't think we ever had near that many. So, you are very popular personalities. So there was about 25 devotees from Bombay who were planning to go that day by train. Some were at the station in Dadar, some were at the station downtown. And when I arrived with all bags in hand, ready to take this auspicious journey to Pune, we heard from Radha Priya Mataji that their train had been cancelled and that they were going to take unreserved seats on our train, which was Indriyani. And we went inside, and within a few minutes on the platform, a voice came from the sky. Something like that voice that spoke to Kamsa. To Kamsa he said, "The eighth child of Devaki will kill you." But this voice said, "All trains to Pune are cancelled." So we returned to Radha Gopinath temple. Lokanath Maharaj was here, and when I left in the early morning, just soon after Mangalarti, he said, "I have hours of things I must talk to you about. Well, how can you go?" I said, "I'm going." So then about an hour later, I came back and all brahmacharis were chanting japa. Lokanath Maharaj was chanting japa. He was very happy that the train was cancelled. In this world, one man's food is another man's poison. To make one person happy, you must put someone else in distress. That is the nature of the world. Hare Krishna. So I can see that so many more well-wishers in Bombay than 30 are assembled here. If that was not cancelled, the trains, then there would be no excuse to have any type of reception here, because anyone who wanted to come should have gone. But since it was not possible, instead of 30, you have over 100 who have come to your reception in Bombay. So I think it's Krishna's arrangement so that more devotees could offer their prayers, well wishes, and blessings to both of you on this very auspicious vow that you have taken. The vow of marriage is a sacred offering to Krishna, where the husband and wife agree before God through lifelong vows that they will respect one another, serve one another, care for one another, in a spirit of devotion to Krishna. To keep Krishna in the center of your lives and to share each other's happiness and sorrows in such a way that you can progress together in Krishna consciousness. And to help Srila Prabhupada's mission to reach out to others so that they will also progress in Krishna consciousness. Swarup Damodar Prabhu and Siddheshwari Mataji are both very excellent preachers. Here in Bombay, Swarup Damodar Prabhu had some of the most successful preaching programs. Many young people have come to Krishna consciousness by his devotional efforts. Of course, he's quite famous for his beautiful singing of sweet kirtans and bhajans, and that has certainly charmed the hearts of many, including my own dark and hardened wicked heart. Sometimes I can feel Krishna entering when I hear his nice kirtans. So he is a very wonderful devotee. He was, for some years, he trained in Sri Radha Gopinath's Brahmachari Ashram. He got a very good spiritual foundation. But by Krishna's own natural will, it was understood that he could very excellently serve Lord Chaitanya's mission in Grihastha Ashram. So he's a very good devotee and a very good preacher. And Siddheshwari Mataji has always been, since her Krishna consciousness began, very sincere, very eager for devotional service. And just yesterday someone came to me and, who was it? Mahalakshmi Devi. She told me how Siddheshwari made her a devotee. Hare Krishna. So I think and I pray that together we will do wonderful service, very nice preaching. And the best preaching Grihastha can do is by their example, by living very humble, very sincere, very strict in sadhana, very charitable and eager to serve Vaishnavas, to preach to the conditioned souls and to chant Hare Krishna. I am happy for both of you, and my prayers are with you on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas. We pray that you live peacefully and happily together in service of Krishna and devotees. Hare Krishna. And all of you assembled today, please give your best prayers that Prabhupada and Krishna will bless them in their ashram so that they can together prosper in their spiritual lives. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.